on the line here is trainer Kerry Weir, who's got four runners today. Good morning, Kerry.
Morning.
What would be your best out of your four runners today?
Oh, Laurel Hill by far.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Last ditch effort, Georgie's mantra, Laurel Hill very late. Last ditch effort needs the line, Laurel Hill. Oh, I think Laurel Hill's beaten the favourite.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Again, we need to repeat, Jamie Rogers nailed yesterday at Hamilton, thanks to Andrew Noblett, but the Owl has refused to give a credit.
But that's okay. We all know that we got a winner. That's
no,
all that matters.
The punters need to know.
Well, hopefully everyone was listening.
There'll be
everyone.
A new promo today after Kenny Keys tips us a winner. I've got a feeling I know which one it'll be, but first we have Greg Groves on the line.
We do.
From Ladbrokes Park Hillside. He's going to give us the latest conditions. Scotty, you're going to chat to him. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
How's things out there? It's a beautiful morning here, Greg. What's it like at Sandown?
Yeah, it's pretty good out here as well.
And what are we doing with the rail first?
Okay, the rail's at 11 metres. We're on the hillside circuit. Haven't been on there for a couple of months. So it's a great pad of grass and should race really well.
And I'm tipping the tracks in the good range.
Yeah, it's a good fall. Because we're a 340 start today, we're putting 3 millimetres of irrigation on it just to keep it fresh, and so it should be all A-OK.
Sounds good, Greg. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
We're a good 4, 11 metres, first time at Hillside. I love punting at Sandown.
Mm.
It's my favourite track.
Get your pen ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
It's time to go and find some early mail and get us, hopefully, plenty of winners leading into today. It is time to say good morning to Ken Keys. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys.
Well, let's start today. You've got four runners at Sandown. So we'll start with race one. And in the first, you have got Lady Beryl, who's had her first start and looking for her second one today. How's she looking?
Look, we just expect she'll get natural improvement from this first start. She was inconvenienced a little bit in the race, but place at best.
And then in race two, you've got Rock de Russian, who's currently at $21, but he hasn't been far away in his first two races. He's been in the placings, finishing third on both of those starts. At $21, is he worth throwing in for an each-way shot or into our exotics?
Yeah, I think so. He ran well at his first start for us at Maui, his first time across from New Zealand. So bigger track, further distance should suit him pretty good.
And then in race four, you've got Rich Divinity, who out of these four runners is the shortest price at currently at $6. What are your thoughts? When you look at the results, he's been, you know, out of five career starts, he's been in the placings, four of those. How's he looking going into today?
Yeah, he had no luck from about ordinary barrier at Cranbourne, so he probably, that's a forgive first up after a break. So if he brings his previous form there, he should be in it with a genuine chance.
And then what about Free to Move, who is in race eight today and is currently at a double-figure price? So finished sixth last start at Cranbourne. But if you look at the second-up form, it's pretty decent.
Yeah, no, he's been a nice little horse. He was a bit big last start, so I think there'll be plenty of improvement to come from that start. So, no, he should be in the mix. He's a pretty nice little horse.
So of your four running today, do you have one on top?
I think probably Free to Move.
Free to Move. Okay, so in the last, currently at $16.
Now, Ken, you got your eyes on King Island on the weekend. The racing's been rejuvenated there, and you're sending a few runners.
Certainly, I'm not sending any, unfortunately. Oh. That didn't work out, but we'll be certainly keeping an eye on it, and we might sort of get across here at some stage.
You're a native of the Great Island. It's great that all the work that's gone on to resurrecting it over there.
Yeah, yeah, certainly resurrecting, it's helping it. hopefully it's a long-term thing. That's the biggest problem that I see.
Will you be, hopefully in the next few weeks, going to get some over there? Or
that is the major problem. We've got one or two that could get there, but getting them there is the problem. Just now a bit late in the season to organise that. But you never know. If a float turns up, we can probably put something on it.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for your time this morning and enjoy today's racing at Sandown.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Okay, so where's the money again? Please tell me.
So just to recap, he has got four runners today. So in race one, it was Lady Beryl, who's currently at $16. Race two, Rock de Russian, which is at double figure price as well at $26. His shortest price runner is coming out of race four, Rich Divinity, currently at $6.
But
put on top, coming out of race eight, number one, Free to Move, at a $16 shot.
Alana Kelly from barrier number four takes a kilo and a half off, so it'll carry 60 with the limit weight being 59. So it gets pretty well in.
Has won at the track previously.
Son of Unencumbered, yes, won over the distance.
It's his second up form that's the real standout. So whilst he ran six last start at Cranbourne, if you look at his second up form, he's had five second up attempts for two wins.
Oh, yes,
one
I
third.
Like this. This okay. is this has got each way all day all over it, Scotland.
Yeah, at that price, it's
talk
definitely
amongst
an each
yourselves
way shot.
While I sort this out.
Oh,
yeah, make sure you don't get the unders again. Miss it.
Well, yeah, I will, so don't worry, everyone.
It doesn't matter. Currently at $16.
That's right.
You got to be happy with that.
Tough crowd if you're complaining if we get a $16 winner.